for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Congress is considering a sweeping package of proposals that could affect air travelers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a summary.
The current law authorizing operations of the Federal Aviation Administration expires September 30th. While the U.S. House passed its version in April, the Senate Commerce Committee is still working up its bill for a five-year reauthorization, and consumer advocates see potential victories and setbacks among the provisions which could end in the final law. Some of the issues it could address include the size of airline seats and room between rows. There's a chance a new law could reverse a 2012 provision requiring advertised airline ticket prices include government taxes and fees. The current version of the Senate bill would prohibit airlines from charging unreasonable ticket change or cancellation fees. The House-passed bill bans airlines from bumping passengers from overbooked flights once they've boarded a plane.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Some dreams, they were clouds. It's a little after 5.